But the Gemara bought Tanya. There's a raya for this, but Tanya learned like this.
If somebody buried his mace 3 days before Yom Tov, is batel menu gzeirah shiva. That's the din of our Mishnah, that you need 3 days. We said, Allah, it's enough 1 day. It's enough. Avi, you started to sit shiva before the Yom Tov. But the din of the Mishnah is, you have to be noyig shiva for at least 3 days before Yom Tov. Then when Yom Tov comes, it's mevatel the shiva, you don't have to continue shiva after Yom Tov. What about Shemini Yom Kodl Regal? Let's say you buried your mace 8 days before Yom Tov. Then the law is Botlu Emenu Gzeir Shloshim. That about Erev Yom Tov is the first day of the Shloshim, and you know a little bit of Shloshim, you have a right to take a haircut now. You're Mavatul Adin Shloshim. Umagaleach Erev Regal. You're allowed to take a haircut right now on Erev Yom Tov. The first day of the Shloshim, like, really, it's the 8th day of the Shloshim. Shloshim is not a new 8 days after Shiva. The first 7 days is from the minyan of Shloshim. It just means this is the first day you only have the Yisurim of Shloshim. So you have a right today to take a haircut. Now, im loy gilach erev regel, let's say for some reason you were busy, and you did not take the haircut that you had a right to an erev regel, halacha is also lagaleach achar regel. You're not allowed to take a haircut after the regel. So the Shloshim is still nageya. That's like Rav Svara. That means Gzeras Botlu, Yomim Le Botlu. The Gzera means if you want to take a haircut of Chaparain, you could do it. And if you take a haircut Erev Regal, you take a Mavato Din Shloshim. But if you did not take a haircut on Erev Regal, the Din Shloshim is still here, and then you can't take a haircut until 30 days afterwards. When you have to, the mace, whenever the Shloshim is up. Zemar Abishulim Abishul says, Mutala Galech Achar Regal. No, that's the locha, that even if you didn't take Yekot on Erev Regal, still you're allowed to take Yekot after Yom Tov. Why? Shekeshem Shemitzvah Shloisha Mevatelas Gzeir Shiva, just like if you're knowing 7 days before Yom Tov of Avelis. So, and then it comes Yom Tov, it's Botala Din Shiva, Kach Mitzvah Shiva Mevatelas Gzeir Shloisha. The same way, if you were knowing Shiva ready, and then it became the Yom Tov, it's Botala Din Shloisha. Shred Gemara Shiva, is it enough just to be knowing 7 days before Yom Tov? For your Nan, our Mishnah says Shemayna Tanan. Our Mishnah says you have to be knowing 8 days before the Regal. In other words, the 8th day, Erev Regal, has to be the first day of the only the Shloshim. And since you're knowing the Mixus of the Shloshim, then Regal is Mavatlet. So how come here the Brisa says it's enough 7 days before the Regal? And the 7th day itself is enough to be Mavatlet the Shloshim. So Gemara says, this Brisa holds Ksova Abishol, it's Abishol Din. Abishol holds like this. That a little bit of the day is considered like the whole day. So therefore, v'yom shvi, the 7th day, which is now Erev HaRegel, the mace died 7 days ago. The 7th day is Erev HaRegel. Now the first hour in the morning, we say, mixes hayom kekulay, is considered like the shiva is off. You finish the shiva. And the rest of the day now, oiloloy lakan lakan. The rest of the day is as if the beginning of Shloshim started already. So again, you started Shloshim before the Regal. So since you started the Shloshim before the Regal, according to Abishoyel, Yom Tov is Mavatar Adin Shloshim. Amar Rav Chizda Amar Ravina, Bar Shaila, Halacha Kabishoyel, B'tek HaPaskin like that. That if the mace was lifted 7 days before Regal, and about on the 7th day, Mixas Hayom is the Shiva, and the rest of the day is called like Shloshim, so you started your Shloshim before the Yom Tov is Mavatar Adin Shloshim. Like we had before, the Chachamim sometimes agree to Abishoyel when Kishachal Shmini Shalor Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. When the 8th day, which is Erev HaRegel, comes out on Shabbos, so according to Chachamim, you would have been allowed to take haircut today on the 8th day, because today is the first day of Shloshim before the Regel, you could do it. But now that it's Shabbos, you're an honest. So the Chachamim might, in such a case, Shemut Lagalech Be'Erev HaShabbos. In this case, the Chum agreed to Abishol, that since really it's Shabbos, you should have been allowed to, but you can't. So the Chum will make a leaving on the 7th day. On Erev Shabbos, you ought to take Yekot. That in this case, we also say, Mixas Yom Kukulai goes Lakan to Lakan. That the 7th day, in the morning, the first hour of the day, is considered like the end of Shiva. And then you're starting the Shloshim. And since you're knowing some part of the Shloshim before the Regal is Mavato the Shloshim, and that's a smara. Since the Regal takes away the Shloshim, the Chum gave you a head to take a haircut even that day. You don't have to wait till Regal. You're allowed to take a haircut already, Erev HaRegel. And here also, you're allowed to take a haircut, Erev Shabbos. Smara says, Kaman Nozl, who's a goal like called the Yomar of Amram? Omar Rav, Ovel, Kivon Shomdo Menachem Yetzloi, like on the 7th day, 7th day in the morning, after Shachris, when the Menachem go away from the Yovel, Muta Brechitza, right away he's allowed to take a shower. He can start washing himself, as if to say the Din Shiv ended already. Is Kaman Kabashoel? That's like we do the Lach like Kabashoel. That on the seventh day you say Mixas Yom Kukulai. So in the morning they daven by you, and after davening that's called the Avelim go away, and that's it, then Shiv is over. That's called Mixas Yom is Kukulai. Omer Rabbaya Halacha Kabashoel B'yom Shvi. B'yom Shiva. The Lach is like Abishol on the seventh day. The what that mixes the yom is kukulay. Umoidim chachomim la Abishol b'yom shloshim. And the chom, even though they agree on al shiva, they all know you have to keep the whole seventh day. But the end of shloshim, there the chom amurta to Abishol b'yom shloshim. The yamrina mixes the yom kukulay. The end of shloshim, whatever dinim would know for shloshim, not to take a haircut, the chom amurta that a little bit of the 30th day is considered kukulay. Even though they argue on the 7 days of Shiva, you need a complete 7 days, not Mixas, but for the 30th day, there they do agree, you say Mixas. Rav Ram Rav says, Halacha Kabashoel, Halacha Lipaslan Kabashoel, Bein Shloshim, Bein Shloshim, V'yeng Halacha Kabashoel, Bein Shiva. In other words, Rav Ram Rav Paslan at the Chachamim, that for the first 7 days, you have to have a complete 7 days of Shiva. Only on the 30th day, then we say it's over at the beginning of the 30th day. That's the way we pass. We pass like Abishol in both cases. Even for the din of Shiva, it's over on the seventh day in the morning. That's usually the cloud. We have a machloikis, vehilkas avelis. We always go to divrei amekel. We pass the kula. Now for the Gemara, shloshim yom minolan. How do we know that such a yisoid, the cloud, to keep 30 days? You can't take a haircut for 30 days. Where's this in you to keep avelis like going for shloshim yom? How do you know you can't take a haircut for 30 days? Samara says, Yalev Pora Pora, Minozi. Learn that from Nozi. Ksiv Hocha Roshecha Maltifro. Says here, when it became Avelus, it says Hashem said, don't cut your hair. Uksiv Hossom, Gidu Pera Sharoshai. And Nozi is supposed to let his hair grow long. And Malahal and Shleshim, just like by Naziris, is for 30 days. Is Avkan Shleshim, here also Avelus, is also for 30 days, you can't cut your hair. The Gemara b'Hosam Minol, how do we know over there by Nazirus? Stam Nazirus is 30 days, how do we know it there? Amar Rav Masna, Stam Nazirus Shleishim Yoyim. Stam Nazirus is 30 days. My time, or what's the reason, how do we know this? Amar Kroa, the Pesach says, Kodosh Yia. A Nazir is Kodosh Yia. Yia the Gematria Tlos in Heavy. It's named for Gematria. Learn out for Gematrius. Who like a remez, the Chariyah, this parabase, the different ways of dashing the Torah, so remez, a gematria also we can learn out from. There's a gematria here of years, the gematria 30, that a nozir is stam nozir is 30 days. And therefore we learn out that the Indian of Ba'avel is not the kach year, Havar is only in the smachta, Havar is only midrabon in this halach of shloshim. But there's a smachta midrabon and not the kach year for 30 days. Omer Afuna, brethren of Yeshua, hakol moedim ki shechal shlishi shaloi lias erev haregel. That, let's say, the third day of Avelis, according to our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says you have to be knowing 3 days of Avelis before Yom Tov. In order for Yom Tov to be vatal the Avelis, what's going to be, Keshechal Shlishi Shlo Yis Erev Regel. That's not the Meis Noi 3 days before Yom Tov. And now the third day Erev Regel, Sheosu Brechitza Ad Erev. You're not allowed to wash yourself until Erev. Rashi says, Hakil Moedim Afilu Abishoyol. The Yom Mix of Yom Kukuloi, Sheosu Brechitza Ad Erev. Devadai Sholosh Lema Binim. Because here, these first 3 days of Avelis, according to our Mishnah's din, has to be a complete 3 days. Ad Erev. Ul Erev, when it comes nighttime, Rashi learns in Mamash, means nighttime by Yom Tov, Reiches Betzoinen. Then you could wash yourself, take a cold bath. Or Yom Tov Ad Cholosh Shemoed, V'yuchas Pechamin. Then first do hot water. But Enechnami, on Erev, or regular, you can't wash yourself. Even according to Abishur. Omer Rav Nechemia, Breda of Yeshua. I met Rav Papa, the Rapapa, the Yasva, they were sitting in the Karmel, they said like this, Halacha Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua. With Aka Pasta, Rav Huna said, that these first 3 days have to be a complete 3 days. Yutayis has different shot to me. Yutayis one shot says that the reason why Yom Shlishi is Chomer, the Bavela Shiva Chomer Tvei. I mean, the first 7 days are very Chomer, so you have to have a complete. Then Tais brings another pshat. The erev means that enichnami you could take haircut, you could take your shower erev Yom Tov, but not in the morning like usually. You have to wait till nighttime. I mean, till right before shkia. Right before shkia, that's when you can start being noy. That's what you could do. Yeah, right. So they both said that talocha, that these first 3 days, you have to have a complete 3 days. Boy minei abaya meiraba. Kovroi beregel. Let's say you buried a mace, he died on Yom Tif, and you buried him on regel in Cholamoyit. Regel oyolay leminyin shloishim oyein regel oyolay leminyin shloishim. That's the shayla. Do you start counting shloishim now from the time he was mace, or else no? Like Shiva, we know for sure you don't start counting till after Yom Tif. You don't sit Shiva during Yom Tif. You first start counting Shiva after Yom Tif. But the shayla shloishim, maybe shloishim is in the mace. As soon as the mace died, you start counting shloishim. Shloishim does not have to be after Shiva. Or else no, the other side is no. Shloishim always after Shiva. It's like 23 days after Shiva. See that you don't start sitting Shiva during Chol HaMoed, you can't have Shloishim till after Yom Tov. That's the shaila. That's Pshita, the 7 days doesn't regal doesn't help for sitting Shiva. You don't sit Shiva during regal, you have to start sitting Shiva after the regal. Where's my shaila? Leminyan Shloishim. The Loch of Shloishim. The Konogo Mitzvah Shloishim regal. My. Do we know if there's an Indian of Shloishim during regal or not? That's the shaila. Rashi don't know about Shloishim regal. To have regal now me yosu begiets das berachis Shloishim. That's the shaila. Anyway, we know these Yisurim during regal anyway. During regal, we don't wash our clothing and we don't take a haircut anyway during the regal. So maybe these days of the Yom Tov is counted for the Shloishim, or else the other side is no. The Shloishim has to be after Shiva, not before Shiva. That's the shaila. Omalei answered him back. Ain't no oiler. Taka doesn't help. You have to start Shloishim after Shiva. It's 23 days after you start Shiva. Eis, we have a kash on you. Ha-koyver es meisai shnei yom kredim a regal. If you buried your mace 2 days before regal. Moina chamishi yom macha regal. Again, like our Mishnah, if you don't have 3 days before, it's not mevatel the Shiva, and the Yom Tov is not oila, so therefore after Yom Tov, you have to have another 5 days of sitting Shiva. Or malachtoi natsa ve'acherim. You have to have somebody else do the work for you. Ve'avodah v'shechvoysav oisim betzina. They could do work for you, but sinner. But to echbeisav, you're rather masaskim imoi, shekva nasaskim by the regal. Because really,